It is now time for our local artist interview segment. This week, we have Ross with us to talk about his interview with Disco Nap. How you feeling?
Sonny Hannah, thank you guys so much for having me. It's always an honor to talk new music. And as you just mentioned, this week, I sat down with Disco Nap, which is our local pop band, as they talk about their new single that they just released entitled Walls. And I had a great time talking to them. Very personable, very passionate about music, and I'm excited for you guys to listen to what they had to say.
We're excited to listen. So without further ado, here it is, our interview with Disco Nap here on New Music Monday. Check it out.
You're listening to WZND's New Music Monday. I am your friend Ross Urso. Before we get started, why don't we get started by introducing yourselves?
My name's Alex. I play drums for Disco Nap.
And I'm Luke, and I play guitar.
Absolutely beautiful. So let's get started by talking about what specifically inspired this band to pursue a musical career.
The four of us all went to high school together in Indiana. Alex and I are brothers, actually. We played music together in high school, and a few years later, kind of at the beginning of COVID, we were all doing our own thing. Alex and Landon, the bass player, were in the Midwest. I was living in South America. Nick, our singer, was living in New York. That didn't work out because of COVID, so we all kind of came back to the Chicago area, started trading song ideas back and forth, kind of, you know, reconnecting again. And about a year ago, we kind of said, you know, let's make it happen. So over the past year, we've been writing material, rehearsing, and we're kind of just now with the song release, kind of getting the show on the road. So, yeah.
Absolutely. That's music to my ears. What are your favorite things about doing music? This goes to the both of you.
For me in music, I think it's just like such a release, and like whether that be performing or just like songwriting with everyone. And I think that we all find like peace in that, is that we can all just kind of like lose ourselves in the music. It's like, we don't worry about time. We all live like different lives with jobs and like personal lives and stuff, but it just kind of all like fades away.
Who are your musical inspirations in the music game today?
I think the four of us bring different interests to it, but I think if we were all sit down together and list them off, David Bowie, I think, is probably number one, with a close silver medal going to Big Star. And then kind of secondary to that, Prince, New Order. Alex is getting into Sonic Youth a lot these days. I also want to say we're really influenced by fashion. Also, that's like almost as important to us as the music, okay. Particularly Raf Simons, who's a Belgian fashion designer. His aesthetic and style, we try to bring that into our look and style, and it influences the music a lot in more ways than you think. We are Disco Nap, and you're listening to our song Walls on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Tell me a little bit about how you created the song and what it's about.
So Nick, he's our singer, guitarist, piano player. He moved in with me in August. And like I said, we've like known each other, played music forever. And then it was like one of the first tracks he showed me and was like, do you want to work this out? And we started just kind of like doing demos and like recording some stuff like that. And then like, once we got close to the time we wanted to release a single, we were like, I think this is what it needs to be. We wanted it to be like this super pristine, like pop song, things like that. Yeah, and like there's a lot of influences going with it. And like Nick does his Taylor Swift 20-layer vocal harmonies or whatever. And like we all just kind of like added our own thing to it, like Luke with the guitars, sure. Like Landon's bass. Yeah, it was like a really cool, like collaborative thing.
Now, are you a group that prefers songwriting or freestyling, going with the flow, working together? How does that song process work?
I mean, we are truly a band where like it's the four of us writing the song. There's no one person who's like really like, I write all the songs and you guys just kind of like dance to my beat, you know, but it often does start with one of us with an idea, whether it be a smaller part or a riff or like the more like thought out song. That person brings it to everyone else. And we kind of really, before we actually get into a room and play it, try to work everything out and get it arranged first. We try to really be very intentional with writing the songs beforehand, before we actually get to rehearsing them or even like going into the studio proper and laying them down.
Now, apart from this single, just out of curiosity, do you guys have any upcoming projects or LPs that you're working on that we could be looking forward to in the near future?
Absolutely. Our kind of goal for 2023 is to put out just as much music as possible, kind of just one-off singles. We have our second song, 88, coming out. No hard date yet, but hopefully towards the end of April, we are kind of shooting back the final mixes with our producer.
Any upcoming performances?
Yeah, we literally started to try to get the ball rolling on this maybe a week or so ago. You know, we kind of like put all this work into the music and kind of still ironing out the details of different dates that we have, mainly in the Chicago area, but also in kind of Wisconsin, Indiana. But if anyone is interested in having us for a show, they can reach out to us on Instagram and our email. We're trying to, you know, like I said, really kind of get this show on the road. So we're excited.
Thank you once again so much to Disco Nap for joining us for the local artist interview this week. I really loved the single that was featured. It was so poppy and definitely fit our vibe. What are you thinking, Hannah?
That was awesome. And honestly, it continues to amaze me every week with the artists that we have come on our show and just all the local talent. And, you know, a lot of these bands every artist has just been amazing. And they're just going to go so far. I'm so excited to see where they're going to go. How about you, Ross?
I think you took the words right out of my mouth. But to add on to that point, I think specifically what stood out to me about that song, I love the production. It really immerses you into their world. And I'm genuinely excited to hear their new singles. And I just like the idea that this group wants to crank out songs and feed us. I think they have so much potential and they have an authentic sound. They generally have a talent and you could tell that they have good chemistry together.
Oh, 100%. You can definitely hear that through the music.
They sound like they're having fun, and I love hearing that in the songs that really any artist do. Just feeling that like positivity is absolutely fantastic. Well, thank you so much again, Ross, for joining us this week. It was great to have you.